The crime happened like this. A gang member in South LA was shot dead at 17th and Rimpaw. Two neighborhood men, perhaps members of a rival gang, went to look at the scene of the crime. While there, they were both shot in revenge for the original killing. One died, the other survived. John Edward Smith, a member of the Avenging Gang, was eventually tried and convicted of the crime, mostly because he couldn't prove he didn't do it. Lawyer Deirdre O'Connor, founder of Innocence Matters, a nonprofit law firm combating wrongful convictions, has fought for Smith for the last 2 years. She says Smith was only convicted because he was a good enough fit.
Smith had an alibi, but it wasn't an airtight alibi. It relied on family members. But it was a good enough fit.
Good enough because when police conduct an interrogation,
they are not there for the purpose of determining what actually occurred. They're there to confirm a hypothesis.
That's Alex Ufik, an expert on forensic evaluations and false testimony. Another problem is that the eyewitness was escorted to the police station in handcuffs and then immediately shown autopsy photos of his friend who died. He would have been very susceptible to even unintentional cues from the police.
If we're shown a number of pictures, we automatically assume that one of the people in the photograph has to be the perpetrator, unless the police give specific instructions.
Instructions like, these photos may or may not show the face of a person who may or may not have committed the crime. But if police don't give these instructions, eyewitnesses may recast their memories to match the photos they're looking at. Even though there's a whole body of research showing the unreliability of eyewitness memory, juries, police, and prosecutors tend to place a lot of weight in eyewitness IDs, and they like certainty.
And research shows that the amount of certainty has nothing to do with the amount of accuracy. In fact, the more certain you appear, the more likely that you're actually incorrect.
A statewide commission was created by the California Senate to study the problem. It released extensive recommendations in 2008. But police departments are still inconsistent in implementing the suggestions. Deirdre O'Connor of Innocence Matters.
The problem with it is that if we aren't willing to do it right in every case, we are signing up for a collection of innocent people in custody, because once the system starts to function that way for the most disfavored people, it will function that way for all of us.
A judge will decide tomorrow afternoon if Smith will be exonerated. The county district attorney's office has concluded that the recantation severely undermines this case against Smith, so it's likely Smith will be freed. Melissa Runnels, Annenberg Radio News.